All right, you know what you're listening to. You're listening to the Energizing EAM. We're broadcasting from In Forum 2019. Incredible conference, wonderful people. I think I'm the, I have to be the dumbest one in this whole organization because every time I speak to somebody, I feel very small. But that's okay, I can handle it. I've got very heavy, you know, I can hold that up. But anyway, we're going to have another great interview today. His name is Marty Osborne. He is the partner at Advoco. That's A-D-V-O-C-O. They got a bus here. That's what they do. That's how they roll. A bus. So I'm going to be going on that bus real soon. But Marty, thank you very much. I'm looking forward to this conversation. I've been looking forward. You did a heck of a job. By the way, did you? Oh, I got to show you this. I got to show you this picture because I guarantee you she didn't send it to you. Just one second. Podcast. I'm talking on the podcast, so don't worry about it. Now I'm going to show Marty because not only does Avoco do incredible work from an EAM perspective, they also are a vineyard. They have a vineyard that we don't have time. So I was drinking one of their Pinots, and so I went to another party, and then I acted like I didn't like that wine.
Oh, yeah.
It's like, yo, it's not good wine. It's not Advoco.
It's not Advoco wine.
All right. Okay, Marty, for everybody that's listening out there, let's give us a little background on where you come from and what you're all about, and then we're going to go into what you're talking about, the seven essentials, because we can talk about EAM, we can talk about the deployments, but, you know, you take the perspective of the human, the person, and we're going to talk a lot about that. Give us a little background, Marty.
Yeah, so just quickly, kind of been in the software world my whole life, right out of college. Worked in the garment industry and did a lot with just-in-time manufacturing, and then moved into the maintenance world with Fluor Daniel and started to kind of cut my teeth on that, and then joined Datastream and actually helped build the first cloud system back in 2000. So
that's amazing, because today cloud is okay. We're cloud and everything's fine and people are starting to understand, but back in 2000.
We were still on dial-up modems.
I was just going to say, you're way out there, my friend, way out there.
Yeah, so worked with Datastream and built the product and the tool. And then about 12 years ago, I said I had a Jerry Maguire moment. And I decided I wanted to go out and get in the service business. And I wrote a dissertation how we were going to change the way customers, you know, live and act. And so I walked out the door and joined my partner, Steve Brindle, and...
Hey, is Steve going to be on the podcast?
Steve will be here later, yes.
Okay.
So
I'm not going to walk away without having all of you guys on.
Yeah, Stevie the Brit. But yeah, I think it's an exciting time. And I think as we get into the software world, you know, it's not about the software. It's not about the tool. And, you know, one of my heroes is Simon Sinek, and it's about why, right? Asking why and understanding your why. And so I think at the core of Advoco, Advoco in Latin means to call in an advisor, trusted advisor.
Yes.
And so the greatest compliment we can really have is to be called a trusted advisor. So,
see, but what's interesting to you, and I've been watching your success from a distance. This is really the first time we've ever had an opportunity to talk.
Yeah.
You can tell that there's a tremendous passion that you have for your people, for the individuals within Advoco, which is very fantastic. And by the way, look over there, right there.
Yeah.
We're getting a picture taken. Right there, all live. and that, to me, it comes out in your messaging. It comes out in the faces of your employees.
Yep.
That's a very special, I don't know, it's important. One of the things that I'm fascinated with, specifically when you're technically centric type of company and you're trying to help customers achieve whatever objective goals and aspirations, whatever that future, by leveraging technology, it could be a little unnerving.
Yeah, right.
And am I making the right decision? And what am I going to be able to gain out of it? And all that stuff. And that's where I like the meaning behind of Advoco.
Yeah, it's you know, we're in the people business. You know, sometimes they'd say, you know, business would be easy if people weren't involved, but they are.
And but you know, there's a lot of people through AI. They're saying, "Oh man, I'm looking for that silver bullet, man. I want to get rid of
it." It's just all complementary. Yeah. So as we looked at growing our business, starting our business, I think at the core is how do we get people to reach their true potential?
Yeah.
I mean, that really is
yes.
whether it's our teammates, it's ourselves, it's our customers, it's our partners, you know, how do they get to be their true potential? And so I think we were talking about this earlier, but I have the seven essentials for success, and I think
I love
it's sort
it.
Of
we're,
a
we've
robot.
We've got to go through it. We've got to go through it. Let's start around. This is seven essentials, listeners. Get your paper and pencil out because you're going to be dazzled. There you
well,
go. How about setting that for
it's
you're welcome.
Yeah, it's great. And actually, the funny thing about it is, if you think about it, people love lists, right? You know, you look, pick
you
up a magazine.
Do it, man.
You got a list.
It.
If you don't have a list,
thing,
right?
Like, yeah.
People are excited. They got their pens out. But, you know, the first one, and my first one is to start with an end in mind. And this, you know, was, you know, kind of back in the book, you know, from Covey and the Seven Habits, was how
yes.
do you start with an end in mind? And again, when we go into a project, do we know what winning looks like? You know, whether it's in anything we do, if you start with what does winning look like, then it can help you build the path to getting there. And so many times we'll sit down and they want to put in an EAM project or any project, and it's kind of funny is they don't know what the end looks like. What is the movie? How's it going to end?
No, but what they do is they read an article and they're saying, hey, EAM's the way to go.
Yeah.
We got to do this. And I understand generally what it means and what type of insight I can gain from it. But to truly, that's so important to have that end. And for you at Voco to be able to facilitate that conversation because you've been down that road and you're saying, okay, I'll ask these questions. And it sort of creates that aha. And that's brilliant.
Yeah.
Continue.
Yeah, so, and then the second one, we were laughing about this before the podcast, but it's know your team.
Yeah.
And again, it's what's interesting is we're all different and we all have different personalities. And one thing we do at our company is we do the DISC profile.
Yep.
So DISC are the four quadrants. And, you know, based on, and we were laughing, we're high Ds, but high Ds make quick decisions very quickly, very fast, where more lower D wants more information, slow it down.
Yeah.
I is interactive, right? So
right.
I'm a high I, so I have FOMO everywhere. You know, my wife's a low I. We'll go out at night and she'll be like, you know, two drinks and we're out of there. And I'm always the last one to leave. I can't, you know, so.
I understand your pain.
You know, and so, you know, you kind of look at that. S is more of the stabilizing. And so it's like the golden retriever, like high S is wants who's on the team, how big's my team, understanding it. And then C is more for cautious, but more of the details. So I virtually have no C. So if you send me a 3-page email, I get through two sentences and I'm done. Right?
I look at the subject line. Okay, I got
I'm
it.
Done. And so as we work at our teams, if you're a high C, they want to know details. They want to know it.
Yeah.
They want to. And so as we interact on a team, it's how do you want to consume information, or how does, you know, the project want to do that? So knowing your team, I think, is through the DISC profile is actually a really fun exercise.
But after you do that, how do you blend it? You can't have a whole organization, even though it's like, yeah, I'm going to hang out with a bunch of D's, baby. We're going to turn this world on fire.
No, then we'll kill each other.
Yeah, no, you got to blend it out. You got to have that conversation. And do you look at it from a portfolio?
It's a great word because in my business partner, Steve Brindle, he's high C, lower D. And it's how we get along because I get all these ideas and I'm ready to go quick and fast. Steve's more, okay. Let's talk about this, and I think it's a blend.
Drink a Pinot.
Drink a Pinot. Slow down, Marty. You know, we'll do this. But yeah, I think it is a portfolio, and so I think even in business, if you get too many D's, everybody's got a great idea. They run out, but nobody knows how it's done.
No, they're just doing it, baby.
If everybody's a high C, then you never get anything done because it's you know, you get killed by the how. So,
you understand the end in mind. You're looking at your team, making sure that it's blended. Number three.
Number three is understand your numbers. And this is kind of one of the things that frustrates me. But if it's a project and it's an ROI, what's driving this project, again, is from that standpoint, or a company, do you know your numbers, right? So
they don't.
And
they don't.
I think it's what is your maintenance spend? What's your MRO spend? And if you know those numbers, then, you know, you can make change.
But understanding the numbers from the perspective of relevance, right?
Correct.
They might say, yeah, that's 500. But what does that mean?
What does it mean?
What's behind it?
Yep.
And being able to use that in such a way that is really tactical.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah.
I like that.
So understanding your numbers is a big one. The next one, which I, you know, probably near and dear to my heart, but educate your team. And,
huge.
And, you know, training is, everybody likes to talk about it, but the more training, the conferences, like being here at a conference, yes. the education, even again, as you roll out your project, do you have an annual training program? Because it's sort of like people whispering, we'll go into a plant and we'll watch somebody do something and we're like, why are you doing it that way? And they're like, I don't know, it's the way we've always done it.
No kidding.
And so I think training helps reset people. For me, it personally, it's listening to podcasts. Yeah. I mean, I'm a podcast junkie. I mean, I'm a reader. You know, people, they say leaders are readers. And so I consume a book every week. And
jeez, Marty, yeah. Now all of a sudden I was feeling pretty good about myself. Now there's like, oh, now I'm a loser.
But there's so much to be learned out there.
It is. And it's available.
Yep.
It's really... I remember having a couple of conversations. First off, Infor as a whole is committed to education. And specifically, yeah. I don't know if your traditional education, it's all fine and dandy, but the way technology is today and how fast it's going, I don't think your traditional universities are that nimble to be able to respond.
No.
So that requires businesses to say, okay, I got it, you're fantastic, you graduated from that university, but now you got to really start to hunker down. This yeah. is where we're going.
Right.
And
right.
that's really, and it's not, there should be no reason why you're not committed to education yeah. because it's all out there.
Yeah. And I'm a big Zig Ziglar fan, and you know, it's what you put in your brain and, you know,
it,
and if you put negative thoughts, negative, right, you get stinking thinking. And so,
Zig is yeah, great, man.
I love it.
Love it in his voice.
Yeah. I love it. So,
good. I love that. That is so important. Continue.
All right. So number five, and this is another one, is to think differently. And it's actually funny, is Moneyball, if you ever read the book or...
Watch the movie.
Is the movie, but... So I'm picking on you now.
Yeah, it's like
but in the movie, just how Billy Beane thought differently, right? He thought about,
yes.
Stop looking at just what your eyes see and the prototypical, but there's numbers, there's facts, there's the guy with the on-base percentages. And so I really love that movie. And so to me, how do we get our team to think differently? You know, get people together, learn some new ideas. And when you do, usually the idea you start out with isn't necessarily the way you finish, but you're opened your mind to it.
That's a great analogy. And that's a great example, because in the book, if I read the book, but in the book, he was battling against just the typical thinking.
Right.
The typical recruiters, the typical, and what they were driving off, and he's saying, no, that's not it, and we're going to do the X, Y, Z.
Yeah.
And we have to, from a business perspective, take that same approach.
Right.
Because, unfortunately, or fortunately, the world is changing, and it's changing fast.
Right.
And you're in the middle of it there, Marty.
Oh,
you
yeah.
and your company are right in the middle of it.
And we're having fun, and you embrace it, and, you know, it's kind of back to the education thing.
Yes.
Thinking differently is... You know, we just launched an online training catalog called Connect Education. And basically, people are going to start reinventing the way they learn. They're going to start watching videos, bite-sized videos. How did I do this? Most people who learn anything, right, you Google it, right?
I know. And I'm flying to YouTube.
Yeah, and so I think training is going to be, you know, I mean, Google has really killed us, right? We think we can find anything in four words.
Yeah, I've got a pain in my shoulder. Oh, my gosh, I shouldn't have Googled that.
yes.
Okay.
So number six, and again, what we think is, you know, getting people involved. So with a team, mm-hmm. sometimes mm-hmm. as leaders, sometimes even as high Ds, we tend to do more ourselves. And the more we can involve our team, the more we can get other people doing it.
Yeah.
It, you know, again, even in an asset management program, right? How do we get all the departments involved, not just the maintenance team, but can we get the purchasing, the stores, the, you know, the more people that you can get bought into.
But Marty, they don't do it your way. They're not that good. So how do you let go of some of the stuff that you know that you're the best at?
It is. Yeah, it's
tough.
It's
hard. I understand.
We educate them.
Yeah.
We educate them on the new ways.
Spin
and
it
stuff.
That way,
yeah.
But that is tough. But you're absolutely. You cannot do it all yourself. You just can't, and therefore that has to be. You've got to engage
yeah.
more people.
And I really
and leverage their skills and abilities.
Yeah, I mean, I think in our company we do that each and every day, from our marketing teams to our business development teams. But again, on an asset management team, everybody involved? Sometimes these project teams are just too small. And so
yeah.
the bigger you can get it, the more buy-in you get, and I think makes a big difference.
Big time. this one, buddy.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
I'm going to take a picture of this. So before you guys just go off and go, I didn't get a paper and pencil and all that stuff, it'll be out in the show notes on industrialtalk.com.
Right. And the last one, and this one was a really neat concept, but it was a book I read called How Do You Lead When You're Not in Charge? Right? So to me, number seven success is lead even though you're not in charge. And what does that mean is, you know, leadership is about influence, not authority. And so many people say, wow, if I were in charge, if I, you know, something gets messed up, maybe somebody training material, there's a bug or whatever, and people want to blame. Well, if I was in charge, this wouldn't happen. Well, you are in charge, right? And so to me, as part of a team, people need to lead, because how many really have authority? How many people are really in charge?
They're not.
They're not.
There's not many. Let's put it that way. Yeah. And, absolutely.
And so there in this story
with that said, Marty, you can't have a culture that destroys. You make a mistake. You've got to say, hey, the failures and challenges are going to happen, but you can't just destroy the individual, because that's not a right way either. You succeed by encouraging it and saying, okay, that adjust, do it again.
And again, if you know, leaders are listening to this and managers and so forth, is failure's not terminal. And it's, you know, the more you fail, I mean, that's how you learn. And, you know, again, I think it's encouraging our team to fix things, that if it's not right, you know, I don't want to hear, well, that wasn't my job, not my job, or, you know, if I were. So anyways, I think that's.
But that's the culture at Advoca. Advoca,
yep.
Yep. That's a beautiful thing. And so you've laid that out, the seven essentials for success.
But I have a bonus one, too. There is a bonus.
All right. Paper and pencil out. Bonus, not so just seven. We've got eight.
Yeah, this is, I had seven. I like the number seven, so I sneak one in here. But I still think at the end of the day, and I hope people do this, is dream big.
Yes.
Think big. You know, there's so much out there, so much we can do, and, you know, life's too short. And so to me, in all our projects and anything we do, you know, dream big, think big, and, you know, that's when good things happen.
You've got to exercise that. You've got to at least feel comfortable with dreaming big.
Yeah.
And then maybe do it small, and maybe, but because we are in industry, and industry is not prone to change.
Right.
So we get in our own little way of doing something. And it's hard in that environment to dream big, think big.
Yeah, I mean, as I always said, I think they said as kids, everybody could sing. But if I asked, you know, somebody today as an adult, can you sing? Oh, I can't sing.
Yeah.
Well, you can. You did as a kid.
Yeah,
so,
that's right.
So why do we kind of beat ourselves back? And so, again, as we look at, like, asset management, we think at EAM, we really encourage people to think big, think out of the box, you know, dream big of what this can do and how it can change the organization. And when the team starts believing that, then that's when I think great things happen.
I love it. Hey, are you active out there on LinkedIn?
I am, yeah.
Because you are a D, man.
I know.
And you're not going to. And if you reach out to Marty on LinkedIn, he's not going to make you feel insecure, like he made me feel insecure when I wasn't reading Moneyball and I was.
Yeah. So one other thing, can I make a plug?
You can plug away, baby. I'm just trying to respect your time, because you're Marty.
Yes. So I've got something for you. I have a present for you.
Talk to me, baby.
So I started a weekly blog, leadership blog, called Marty's Minute. So Marty's Minute.
I saw it out there, by the
Marty's
way.
Marty's Minute. And what it really was is it was developed because a lot of people don't have time to read. A lot of people don't have time to do that. And so my gift to the audience is the gift of time. So you don't have to read all these books. I will share those with you each and every week. And so it's a lot of fun. I started writing them for myself.
I like that.
You know, I started writing it because I wanted to think differently. And I had these ideas. And so I started writing it. And so every week I publish a leadership blog.
So is it martysminute.com?
Martysminute.com. Marty's-minute.com.
Marty's. That's martys-minute.com. Okay, those will be on the show notes too. I highly recommend that you're taking. That's Advoco, Advoco, Advoco. And that is Marty Osborne. He is an inspiration. Although I'm walking away, and once again, out of another interview where I'm feeling pretty insecure. No. Marty, it's been great. And by the way, we're going to have you on and talk a little bit about your vineyard. And
maybe
a little Marty's Minute, too. There's so many things.
Oh, my gosh.
So many things. So you, all of you out there, get a hold of him. He's out on LinkedIn. That's Marty Osborne. Slap in a DeVoco, A-D-V-O-C-O, and you'll be able to find out. Reach out to him. Marty's Minute is his blog. And he's got some mad skills, so I would highly recommend that you do it. And thank you very much once again for joining Energizing EAM. We're once again broadcasting from New Orleans at Inforum 2019. We've got more, and hopefully more people coming from Advoca.
Oh, yeah, we'll send them over.
Shameless right there. Thank you very much. Stay tuned for more interviews.
You're listening to the Industrial Talk Podcast Network.
That is Marty Osborne. He is a partner with Advoco, and you're listening to Energizing EAM, and we were talking about the seven essentials for success. I love lists. That's exactly what he was talking about, and you know what? Advoco, A-D-V-O-C-O, they're in the people business. That's what he says. He believes that his company is reflecting that each and every day. Reach out to Marty. He's pretty active on LinkedIn. He's got a mad stat card out there. And as well, you can find this interview as well as all the other interviews from Inforum 2019 at industrialtalk.com/Infor EAM. Don't miss not even one. And then you got to download. Once you're out there, get on that page, download the 7 must-have reports for EAM. That's free. You get 1 month free of the Industrial Academy. That's all about the marketing, sales, branding, everything that you need from an industrial perspective. And then we're scheduling on November 14th a Build an Effective Industrial Sales and Marketing Platform for Success webinar. Can't get enough webinars. So anyway, once again, go out to industrialtalk.com/Infor EAM. Find out more. Get that Marty interview. He's a great guy, and reach out to him on Infor. Thank you very much. Be bold. Be brave. Be safe, of course. Dare greatly. And change the world. That's what we're all about at industrialtalk.com. It's all about you, your success. Thank you very much for joining. We're going to have a ton more interviews coming your way from industrial leaders, so stay tuned.